بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. Today is our first majlis for this ta'limiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ikhlas, make it beneficial for myself, for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give good health. So inshallah the majalis can continue inshallah for the rest of the year also. Inshallah al-Aziz. So today being the first majlis, I just wanted to share some points to be made by Hazrat Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, who went to one of the Darulooms in India while he was visiting there. So they asked him to say a few things. So he made some very pertinent points, inshallah. We will share that with you, and also this morning our Hazrat also said a few words. Allah give him good health also. He wasn't sounding very well, but Allah give him good health. InshaAllah, I'll share that with you also. Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Everything has two types of asbab. You have zahiri asbab also, and we have batini asbab also. Things that are outwardly apparent, you know, asbab. And then you have inner asbab as well. And the asbab on the outside is very easy for us to see. All this bricks and mortar and all this that we find, that is the zahiri asbab. We can see all this here. But internally, there's also a sabab also. The internal sabab is called ikhlas. That's the internal sabab. It's called ikhlas. What's the meaning of ikhlas? Sincerity. And we know that at the moment all our kitabs have commenced. In all the different classes, hadith kitabs have commenced. In all the different classes. And all the muhaddiseen also, in the starting, when they're starting their kitabs, they always start with the unwan of ikhlas. They must speak about ikhlas in the beginning. Even you go to Sahib al-Mishkat also, each one will bring the hadith, wa innama li kulli imri'in ma, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. Surely, sanad amal ka daru madar niyat par hai. The solely amal are dependent on intention. If the intention is right, then Allah Ta'ala is going to accept it. But if the intention is wrong, then Allah Ta'ala will not accept it. So firstly, we have to rectify our intention. Create ikhlas. So this madrasa where he went to, it was an empty piece of ground before. He said the Muhtamim Sahib said there was an empty piece of ground. And now, mashallah, masjid has been built. And classrooms have been built. So he says that that was because of the batini sabab of the ikhlas that was there. That's why Allah Ta'ala grew it. So, alhamdulillah, in Miftahul Falah also, we've been through the same journey. So that with very little asbab and humble beginnings. So, alhamdulillah, today we find students coming from all four corners of the globe, bihamdillahi ta'ala, for which we are very grateful to Allah Ta'ala. Just yesterday, one student arrived from Madinah Munawwara. That's born and brought up in Madinah Munawwara. He left Madinah Munawwara to come and study here. So that's a great ni'mat for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that that's to the barakat of the mu'awineen and the ikhlas of the mu'awineen. This taraqqi that comes is because those that are helping have ikhlas. So Allah Ta'ala will give taraqqi. If you help, if you have ikhlas, then Allah Ta'ala is going to give taraqqi. And if you don't have ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala will not give taraqqi. And I know, I can't forget that when we started off here in Miftahul Falah, in Harding, 1997, after that, Mosab, for 3 years, no food was cooked in the Darul Uloom. The ladies used to take turns to send a pot of food to the madrasa. ladies. At that time, people never even have money. Money was scarce. But once a week, they should send a pot of food to the madrasa. And the same food that was eaten for lunch is the same food that the students used to eat for supper also. Yes, sir. So that's the barakat of the ikhlas of those women that cooked that food for 3 years. That today, alhamdulillah, we find that Allah Ta'ala has given us so much of ni'mat, more than we are deserved of, more than we are worthy of. But I want to give you the waqia of Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, Sadr Mudarris of Darulum Diyobani. In Mishkat Sharif, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Desai Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to us under the same hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat, he said that the Sadr Mudarris of Diyoband, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib, first he was not there in Diyoband. He was not there in Diyoband, he was in Ajmer. He was teaching in Ajmer. And his salary was 1,500 rupees. Now, in our language, that's big bucks. He was earning a lot of money. Lot of money he was earning, 1,500 rupees. Then his ustad Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali wrote him a note and told him, I need you here in Diyoband. Pack it up there and come this side. When he came to Diyoband, they fixed his salary 25 rupees. How much he was earning that side? 1,500 rupees. And then when he came to Diyoband, how much they fixed for him? 25 rupees. He became the Sadr Mudarris. He never make excuses to say cost of living is very high. How I'm going to survive? Nothing. Ustad called you, said, I'm giving you 25 rupees a month. Khalas. You must stay there and you must, life must carry on. Do you know who was his student? Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi. When the asatiza make mujahada, then Allah sends the right students to them. If the ustads don't know what is mujahada, then they won't get the right quality of students going through their hands. This whole system works on mujahada. And what kind? That was his ikhlas. He left 1,500 rupees a month and said, Ustad, whatever you tell me, I'm prepared to listen to you. I left Ajmer, came away to Diyoband and taught for 25 rupees a month. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, upon graduation, now it's time to tie the turban, get the sanad of fadila from his ustad Maulana Yaqub Sahib. So him and his satis, they go to the ustad and tell him, Hazrat, maaf kijiye. Don't tie the turban, don't give us the sanad, we're not worthy of it. We don't want it. We don't want the sanad, and don't even tie the turban also. So then Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib had to tell them that you as a student must think like that. I'm not worthy. I'm never worthy. In your mind, that should be the thought. I'm not worthy of anything. But nevertheless, you never asked for it. We're bestowing it to you, so accept it. One day, everybody's eyes will be on you. The day will come when everyone's eyes will be on you. Ta'lim yafta, tarbiyat yafta. Allahu Akbar. What levels of ikhlas? What levels of ikhlas? Those levels of ikhlas, unfortunately, we don't see it nowadays. Those levels of ikhlas. Do it for Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we're doing should only be for Allah Ta'ala. That's why I like one alim what he gave nasihat. He says the ulama also must teach few extra hours for which there's no remuneration. Every day you get salary end of the month. That's your salary. This is the time madrasa allows you. You must come inside, you must teach the students. Then we pitch up late in the class, and then we play with the phones in the class instead of teaching the students. That's khiyanat in the amanat. We're not worthy of being a ustad if we do that. Allah forgive us. Don't ever do that. When you walk into the class, look at the time. What time to start teaching? You start teaching. When the period is finished, you pack up, you go. In between, the time is to educate the students, not to play with your phone. So that is very important. It negates ikhlas that. We must be dedicated to what we are doing. Focused at what we are doing. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal. So our akabir ulama, Mawlana Thami rahmatullah alayhi. What after that, Mawlana Thami 2000 kitabs. The same student whose ustad made mujahada, for 1500 rupees he left it and came and he accepted. He got a student who wrote 2000 kitabs. And when Mawlana Thami rahmatullah alayhi passed away, a noor came out from his finger that illuminated the whole room. Some people go to, one, two people made muraqabah there in Thana Bhavan. They said where Mawlana Thami rahmatullah alayhi is buried, the whole Qabristan is full of noor. Now if that is the hal of the student, what was the hal of the ustad? You see? So this system of ours is not like a system of a school or a university and stuff like that. No. It's a totally different system here. If we want taraqqi, then there has to be ikhlas from the ustad also. There has to be ikhlas from the students also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit us. And this doesn't only apply to a madrasa. It applies to any organization. For example, you're building a masjid also. If your niyat is right, then Allah will accept it. If the niyat is wrong, then Allah Ta'ala won't accept it. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran regarding the masjid, أَفَمَنْ أُسِّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ خَيْرًا مِمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ خَيْرًا أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ جُرُفٍ هَارٍ. One person built a masjid on taqwa. And he built a masjid for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And when another fellow's niyat was wrong, his masjid is like on the precipice of falling into a pit. Niyat is not right. So for Allah Ta'ala to accept what we're doing, our niyat has to be rectified. That's why all the muhaddisin in the starting, they bring that hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. So the muallim must rectify, the ustad must rectify his niyat, and the student also must rectify his niyat. Some people say, no, I'm going there to become solid alim. That niyat is also wrong. I want to become solid alim. Why? Solid alim is not the objective. It is the rida of Allah that is the objective. Yes, you must know your things, your nahwa, your sarf, and all those things must be up to date. But the bottom line is that we are going there to become ulama so that we can attain the rida of Allah. Whatever little khidmat we do, Allah Ta'ala get pleased with us because we do it with ikhlas and sincerity. That's why when Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, they were building the masjid. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. They were bringing up the foundations of the Baytullah. So they uplifted the asbab. It's not like they never uplift the asbab. But together with that, they were also making dua to Allah Ta'ala. So firstly, we must have ikhlas. Secondly, we must uplift the asbab. And thirdly, we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Now we are starting a brand new year. So we must follow the same path. Ikhlas must come in our intentions must come right. We must uplift the necessary asbab. That madrasa has requirements. So whatever the requirements are for the madrasa, that we have to make an effort. That Allah Ta'ala give it to us. And after attaining it also, we must have tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. not on our own selves. And together with that, we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala for Allah's nusrat and for Allah's help and for acceptance from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. These are all the things that are necessary for any institution. What we find, Allah make us maaf, the father will give the son money and tell the money, or the sponsorer will give the student money. There's the money, go pay your madrasa fees. Go pay your madrasa fees. But that money doesn't reach the madrasa. The student ate the money up. He never paid nothing towards the madrasa also. Allah gave that money, they gave it for what intention? Go pay your madrasa fees. But the student never even came to pay his madrasa fees. He ate all the money up. He started ordering food from everywhere. And he started eating the money up. By the month end came, the money was finished. Now his father is under the impression, understand that, I gave my son the money to pay his madrasa fees. He never paid the madrasa fees. He went and paid the madrasa fees. Allah, his son never do anything like that. The sponsor gave the student the money, thinking that student is going to pay his madrasa fees. The student put the money in his pocket and he forgot to pay. This is what happens. Now what a foolish thing to do is, because what's going to happen? Tomorrow, once that sponsor comes to know that this is what you're up to, he won't give you 1 cent after that. And when you graduate and go back to your country, your name is bad. Nobody's going to help you also of the stupidity that you have done. So don't do like that. Don't be a fool. Sorry, but if the money was given for a certain thing, go and use it for that. Don't use it for other things. This goes against ikhlas, that. Against sincerity. Have you all understood that? This is a part of sincerity. So therefore, we have to uplift the asbab. And we have to make mehnat. And we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Sahib Aji. And ask from Allah. Don't ask from human beings. We got a very bad habit that we turn to the human beings. But when we ask from human beings, they're unhappy with us. But if Allah ta'ala is different, if we don't ask from Him, He gets unhappy. Human beings, if we ask from them, they say, this fellow, Sanat, he got no other work. Whole day just comes here by us to ask for everything. So don't do like that. Human beings become unhappy. But Allah is different. Allah Ta'ala, if we don't ask from Him, that's when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gets happy. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person, if Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gets unhappy with him. So therefore, these are the important aspects in the starting of the year that we need to get right. Adhere to all the laws of the Darul Uloom, as we are reading it after Asar, all the adab. Please pay attention to it. I saw one student now, he came in, his feet were so dirty Maghrib time, full of like daga and mud and everything. He's walking on the carpet here. I see him reading namaz in front of me. After he finished namaz, I called him. I said, bye, look at your feet. He said, no, I was walking downstairs in a mess without shoes. They got messed up. So I said, if it got messed up, why didn't you wash your feet before you came in the masjid? No, he walked with his dirty feet inside the masjid. Now this is the type of thing, cleanliness, which we don't care about, which is very important. So please pay attention to our cleanliness in our rooms, our surrounding areas. Everything around us must be clean, must be spick and span. Take some pride with that, with regard to that. Take some pride. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. This morning our Hazrat is in Bombay at the moment. Allah give him long life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep his sayah over us for a very long time, inshallah. Hazrat wasn't sounding too well this morning, but nevertheless, he said a few words. He was reading from the kitab of Khaja Masoom rahmatullah alayhi, said that we had 7,000 khalifas in India. He was reading from his kitab, and he read a few lines. And he said, Dil mahalle nazre maula jalla shanuhu. Your heart is the mahal and place that Allah is looking at your heart. When Allah is focusing, what is Allah focusing on? Allah is focusing on your heart. Understand that? Allah ki nazar dil par hai. Allah's eyes is on your heart. That's where Allah Ta'ala's eyes is on the heart. Therefore, purify the heart. The heart should be made pakiza. The heart should be purified from all forms of impurity. So when we come to become alims, we came here to take ilm. But let's today decide that we came here for even more than that. We came here to purify our heart as well. So when we come out from here, we fully loaded also, obviously for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that not only, alhamdulillah, we have jayyid ilm, our akhlaq is also buland. When Maulana Masoodullah Rahmatullah Ali graduated, he was only 21 years old, and he got khilafat from Maulana Thanwi at the age of 21. 21 years old. And they used to walk from Dioban to Tanabawan, walking on the weekend. I don't know how many kilometers, 20 kilometers or something, walking to go spend the weekend by Sheikh and walk back. So not only should we focus on the ta'lim, we should also focus on purifying our hearts, especially from our student days. Especially from the student days. Normally, the student days, many a times it's days when we are totally ghafil. Even big, big things we don't get right when we are students. And that stays with us for our whole life. If we can't get it right when we are students, we won't get it right in our whole life. If we're not in the adat of tilawat, whole life you're not going to make tilawat. But from your students' days, if you're making tilawat, whole life you'll make tilawat. Same thing with salat, same thing with everything else. So all those things here, we're not just doing it for the sake of doing it. We are doing it to uplift it in our own lives. So where that will start from? If the heart is right, then it gets easy. If the heart is not functioning right, then it's all upside down. Everything going to go upside down. Then Hazrat said, Dil agar sahi salim hai, to har cheez sahi salim. If your heart is right, everything comes right. Dunya ki zinat se dil ki zinat ko khatam na karo. Allahu Akbar. Don't let the beauty of the dunya settle in your heart and remove the beauty of the heart. The beauty that's within a person's heart of iman, taqwa, muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. You took all that out. And what went inside? Zinat of the dunya. Hey, my cell phone. You saw my new cell phone. Check it out. Hey, smart, huh? Check. Now you all by your heart and cell phone went away in your heart. Same thing, everything else that you have. Your thing went away in your heart. The love for it is gone in the heart. But the real love that's supposed to be there, that is not inside. So Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Now purify our hearts. How will the heart get purified? When we make kasrat zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the time we remember Allah Ta'ala. That's why learn your masnoon du'as also. These masnoon du'as, imagine, you get up in the morning, you took Allah's name. You left the room, you took Allah's name. Sahibat, you went in the toilet, you took Allah's name. After wudu, you took Allah's name. When you came in the masjid, you took... How many times a day you're doing it? How many times a day you're taking Allah? Just to read the masnoon du'as. Before eating, before sleeping, after sleeping, so entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. Isn't it taking Allah's name all the time? There's masnoon du'as for all that. So even if we only focus on the masnoon du'as alone, how many times in a day are we going to be taking the name of Allah Ta'ala? As students. Do you understand that? Huh. So let's not be just any ordinary type of a student. Let's be those students that attain the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala. That strong connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that via a lot of zikr, focus on what we are doing, what we came here for. Hazrat made du'a. Sahib. Allah Ta'ala apni nisbat ata farma de. May Allah grant us His nisbat. Aur yehi Allah ka taluk hi asal hai. The main thing in the world is to have a connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is the main thing in the whole world. And especially in your youth, imagine. And we're going to get old now, your beard is turning white, you know you're going to die soon. So now you're going to say, okay, now we have to fix things up. We broke everything, Allah. So that we're fixing it up. Now you know your time is coming. But we're talking about a young person from a young age. It's not like he's waiting to get old before he makes ta'luk with Allah Ta'ala. From a young age, he says, I want to have ta'luk with Allah Ta'ala. From a young age. I want to be that shining youngster. Then that who has ta'luk with Allah Ta'ala from a young age. Do you understand? Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. One day we all have to die. Ultimately we have to die. Kar le jo bhi karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever you want to. At the end of the day, we all have to taste the cup of death. It has to come. So imagine from a young age, if you already have a strong taluk with Allah Ta'ala, so that in one whole lifetime, Allahu Akbar, I read one, I posted it on the group also. One person saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream. And he said, in the face of this earth here, which person you like the most from all the people on this earth? So he said, I like Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I like Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi. So he asked, why do you like Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi? He said, because he's reading one durood for the last 50 years. He said, which durood he's reading for the last 50 years? Is the one that we read after Asar on Fridays 80 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadan in Nabiil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallimu taslima. So he's reading that durood for the last 50 years. Now then, he wrote the durood down in one piece of paper, he put it in his pocket, and then he went by Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi. He asked him, what durood you reading for the last 50 years? He asked Sheikh, Sheikh got offended with the question. How can somebody just come up to you reading for the last 50 years? But from his pocket, they presented it to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi and said, are you reading this durood for the last 50 years? Then he told him the dream of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the Sheikh started crying uncontrollably when he heard that Rasulullah said, I love him the most. Allahu Akbar. You see? So these are the type of ulama, Rabbani. They are our akabir. They have strong taluk with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us that strong taluk, nisbat, from a young age, inshallah. Dil ko Allah se marboot kar de. Tie your heart up with Allah Ta'ala. Join your heart with Allah Ta'ala. Let La ilaha illallah be mustahzar. All the time, La ilaha is playing on our mind. La ilaha illallah, playing on our mind day and night. Allahu Akbar. Then in conclusion, Hazrat said, he made this dua. Allahumma aslih li sha'ni kullah. Wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfat a'in. O Allah, rectify me. All my conditions. Outwardly, inwardly, Allah, I'm asking your help. I'm asking help from you. Please rectify my condition. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِ. Don't hand me over to myself, طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ, even the blink of an eye. Allah, you help me to rectify my heart, rectify my akhlaq, rectify my amal, rectify my nisbat, rectify my ikhlas. Allahu Akbar. Ask Allah for help. Allah's nusrat will come. If we ask Allah Ta'ala for help. And in conclusion, this famous poem of the Naqshbandi Silsila, Ilahi maqsood-e man tu'i wa rizai tu. Ilahi, O Allah, maqsood-e man tu'i. Allah, you my maqsood. Only you is my objective. I don't care about anything else. Your rida is the most important thing to me, is your happiness. Muhabbat wa ma'rifat khud badeh. Ya Allah, give me your love. Ya Allah, give me your ma'rifat. This is something that we need to focus upon. So this is serious business, what we are involved in now. The next 5 years of your life is the most important phase of your life. If it is spent wisely, if it is spent properly, diligently, the outcome will be very favorable, inshallah. But if we come to the madrasa and we don't listen, and we're still doing the old things, and we're not prepared to rectify ourselves, then we won't take a full vessel when we're going from here. Depends on what vessel we come with. That's what we have to fill that vessel. Every person's vessel is not the same. Nevertheless, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. He gives us maturity in our youth. Maturity far beyond our age. Far beyond our age. Give us that maturity far beyond our age. Allah Ta'ala give us ilm and nafi'. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with ikhlas. And his rida and his nisbat. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.